Oh, no, they used to do that a lot.
The wedding.
And then sometimes after the young couple went
home, they'd serenade.
And tell me about that now.
Well, now, they used to do that a lot.
They'd be in the house, they'd wait till they got sleep.
But when the couple would get married, you know, they couldn't take honeymoons a long time ago like they do now. And they'd go when they moved out in their house, people would go serenade them. They'd be in the house, they got sleep, and they'd just go in the house with old horns. Everything you could think of that made a fuss, and just do all of that around and around the house. Don't it sound silly?
did they serenade you and you and Mr.
They didn't, because we went back to Wallace's daddy's and stayed with them 3 months before we moved out, and he kind of got old there. And we didn't get serenaded, but they used to do that with all the young couples, you know, that moved out.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, were the girls in on that, too, or was that...
Oh, yeah, girls and boys. And now, when they get married, I don't know where you're familiar with, not to get out and mess them cars up.
They just ruin
I think that's another silly thing. And this couple that got married Saturday was a week ago was my nephew. And they just ruined that boy's new car. Just wrote all over it and said to put a box full of crickets under the hood. That's fish bait, you know, that sings all the time. And rice and I don't know what all. And just wrote and messed up the windshield. Then they put little cars in there to block it where he couldn't get out. When they got ready to leave, that was a boy's car. They just went out in the back and got Brenda's car there.
That was real crazy.
So now I said, they got to let down them boys. And there's two cars parked right in behind these. And they drove all over the side and the back about to get married. That was some couples, you know, that are engaged. One of them's a little girl lives right over here. One of the cars were hers. About to get married, or about to be married, or something. Well, now they got a letdown missing that car up like that when they went out in the back and got in her car and left.
There's a whole group of people that spends a lot of time together, spend all their free time together. You know, just a big group of people from the neighborhood. Just get together and have a good time. Do you have a word to mean that group of people, you say they're the whole
community?
Or the whole bunch or the whole crowd?
Yeah, the whole bunch of boys and girls or whatever it might be.
Did you have a circle of friends like that when you were growing up?
Get together and go out to walk on Sunday. And if you didn't have a boyfriend, just get out and go to walk. And enjoy it, and of course they always had music, played the organ and sang, and things like that. And I had cane grindings and peanut boilings.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the cane grindings now. I remember you mentioned that yesterday, and I didn't ask you much about
that. Well, when anybody went to grinding cane, people used to grind cane for a week or two. At night, all the community children, boys and girls, and a lot of times the parents, would come to the cane grinding. The parents would sit around in the house, around where they're cooking syrup, and the boys and girls got out in the lane of the yard and played games.
What were some of the games that you played?
Well,
come here and walk down there and say right or wrong.
I can't think now what the most familiar was.
And if it was right,
but it's where a boy and girl would, they'd two be away down yonder.
Had to go back. The boy
come here and walk down there and say right or wrong. They'd name whichever one it was. And if it was right, why, one stayed there and the one that was sitting there come back. And if it was wrong, they had to go back. The boy had to get the girl and go back till he got the right one. All such silly things as that.
Can you think of any of those?
Well, he used to drop the handkerchief.
And how was that place?
I'd get him in a great big ring and...